It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. That shooting in Arvada Monday left three people dead, including a veteran police officer, Arvada Mayor Mark Williams.
It just brings home that these officers go out every morning not knowing what they're going to be confronting and what their day is going to be like.
Officer
and
Gordon.
Today we've got an officer who will not be coming home.
Officer Gordon Beasley was killed responding to a report of a suspicious incident near the library in Old Town Arvada. The suspected shooter and one other person were also killed. State health officials are warning unvaccinated Coloradans about the more transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus. That strain, originally identified in India, is spreading quickly in some parts of the state, says state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
Delta variant was first identified in Mesa County. And the rates are pretty high right now in Mesa County compared to other parts of the state.
Herlihy says the more transmissible variants mean unvaccinated people are probably twice as likely to be hospitalized now compared to if they'd been infected earlier in the pandemic. The best protection, she says, is getting vaccinated, and that vaccines are proving to be effective against coronavirus variants. A new state law sets aside money from the state lottery to get underserved children outside. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed the Outdoor Equity Grant Program into law on Monday. It gives funds to organizations that work with children and families who don't have as much access to outdoor recreation in Colorado. Supporters say it'll especially help low-income children who live in both urban and rural areas, and children with disabilities. The goal is for more Coloradans to enjoy the state's natural beauty and get meaningful outdoor experiences. A 9-member board in the Colorado Division of Parks and Wildlife will distribute the funds, upwards of $3 million in the coming years. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Four Colorado universities have been recognized for efforts to address food insecurity and their students' mental health needs. Metropolitan State University of Denver, Fort Lewis College, Colorado State University, and its Pueblo campus all earned Hunger-Free and Healthy Minds designations from the State Department of Higher Education. The schools implemented programs like food pantries, nutritional counseling, and telehealth therapy. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.